Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence. Today, we're going to have a great show, something that is near and dear to my heart. We're going to be talking about Bikram yoga with my yoga instructor, Kristen Sapp. Before we get started, just want to let you know what our call-in number is today. It's 800-930-2819. If you have any questions about Bikram yoga, please call in and we'll be happy to answer those questions. Just want to point you to our website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. You can access the show, you can access recordings, you can check about Vision Quest Italy, which we are about to close the registration for that at the end of this week. So if you're interested in going on that trip, please let us know ASAP, because we will be closing it, I believe, September 15th. So that will be the end of registration. Okay, so let's get started. You know, last week we were talking about doing your work and what does it mean to do your work and how do you do your work. And one of the methods that I mentioned is I do Bikram yoga. A pretty new student to Bikram yoga. I've only been doing it about 18 months, but my instructor, Kristen, who is absolutely fabulous, has been doing it way longer than that. So I want to welcome Kristen to the show. Kristen, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy that you're here. So let's just talk a little bit about what Bikram yoga is, what a class is like, just to get started. You know, yoga is mind, body, spirit. And we do a lot of body in class, and we do a lot of mind and spirit in class. At least I do. That's the way that I approach it. So let's talk a little bit about each of those. But you know what, before we go to there, let's ask you, how did you get started in Bikram and how long have you been doing it? How long have you been instructing?
Well, it's funny because you say you're new to Bikram yoga and I, you know, feel like I'm new to Bikram yoga because it's such a learning process and it never ends. I've been practicing since 2008 and there were a couple of things, well, really there was one thing that led me to class and that was my mom. And she had been practicing Bikram yoga and kept telling me that I needed to try this, that I would love this. It was a great workout. And so actually before 2008, she took me to one class. But at that time, I had a two-year-old. So it was maybe, I don't know, 2005 when she took me to my first class, and I only went to one. And I don't even remember that first class all that well. I went, I wanted to try it, but I was overwhelmed in my life. And I, like I said, I had a two-year-old and knew that getting to class would be a challenge. So I didn't really give it a chance at that time. But like anything that's supposed to be in your life, it came back to me. And in 2008, we were visiting my mother in Florida. And she said, let's go to class this week. You know, I'm here. We have people to watch the kids. We can go to class. You can really give it a try and see what it's like. And I said, okay, let's do it. So we went to our first class on a Monday. And class is hard, as you know, and we'll talk about what class consists of in a minute. But, you know, the hardest part is that you're walking into a room with people who seem to know what they're doing and you don't know what you're doing. And that's an uncomfortable feeling at first, so it was a little bit scary. So I went to my first class, and I wasn't sure if I liked it even after class was over. But about 2 hours, 3 hours after class, I just felt fantastic. I mean, better than I had felt in a long time. I felt this release of tension, and I didn't have this overwhelming feeling that I had been carrying around with me because I was the mother of two small children and working at the same time, and just kind of always felt like things were never getting done. And all of those feelings kind of subsided, and I just felt good all day. So I thought, all right, well, I have to go back. So I went back the next day and then took a day off, and then I went back the next day. And by the end of that week, I was looking up how to become a teacher, how to open a studio. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And the other piece to that is I was struggling at the time with a job that I didn't like. It was a job that worked for me. It paid the bills. It fit my schedule. It fit my life, but it wasn't satisfying. I wasn't getting anything out of it. I felt drained when I was there. I felt drained when I left. And I was looking for something new. And so going to that yoga class became this really huge catalyst for change for me. And the fact that I fell in love with it and found something that I immediately knew I wanted to share with everybody kind of just sent my life in a new path pretty much immediately for me.
You know, I came to Bikram Yoga because, as you know, I have fibromyalgia. And I started, it's very difficult for someone with fibromyalgia, and I've had it for 20 years, to really find a real exercise program that you can overcome the pain. You know, you can do it for about 6 weeks, and then the pain just gets crazy, and then you have to stop. At least that was my experience. And what I found power yoga, which was done in the heat, but certainly not the heat that we have in the hot room at Bikram. But it had also had, it was an hour and a half class. And I found that heat and that hour and a half class eased me into each position. And it was just different. But that yoga studio closed after 3 months. And I was frantic. And that's how I ended up finding you. And just really from my very first class, which, you know, I think it took me, I don't know how many months to actually make it all the way through a class without having to stop. I knew right away that it was for me and have loved it ever since.
Yeah, I think that's something people find. I think they come in and they're uncertain. Like I said, you know, most people who come in, we've all had a first class. So, you know, the hardest part is going to that first class and showing up and allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to go in and just see what you're capable of. And I think a lot of people leave with a sense of, wow, I know that this could be life-changing. They aren't sure why, and, you know, I wasn't able to articulate that and still don't know that I can fully, but I know that it has changed my life completely, and I'm not the same person I was when I started Bikram Yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We had, I was in class the other night, and we had a new, we always have new people in, and I love that, but she was right, like kind of catty corner to me. And when we got almost to the end, she just could not get into the positions, and you could see she was done thinking. And I leaned over and I said, you know, at this point in class on your first day, thinking is not required, so just relax. And, you know, she kind of laughed about it, but that first class is pretty intense. And you're worrying about the heat and all of that. And, you know, I always say to people, new people after class, that, you know, the second one, you know, is going to be tough too. The third one is the charm. I wish we could figure out why that one is. But after that, you start finding your way. But
well, I think the third one is the charm because you start to realize that everybody is just doing the best they can. You know, I feel like this yoga is a really great leveler. Because we all go into that room and none of us get to bring our stuff that makes us whatever we are outside of that room. You know, we can't bring our fancy car or our fancy house or our fancy education or whatever in with us. We just have to go in and be us on the mat with no help other than watching yourself do the best you can. And that's a really hard thing to do. But when you realize that everybody in there is kind of doing the same thing, it becomes this really wonderful, supportive community of people just trying to do the best they can. And that's powerful, I think.
It is really powerful. And, you know, the fact that the third class does that thing that it does shows that change is already happening.
Yes.
Something has already fallen off of you. That, you know, that fear that I don't know, that whatever it is, are people looking at me? And for crying out loud, those mirrors in the front of the room, which horrified me the very first class, you know. But by the third class and really that whole first week, things are already starting to change within you. And it really happens pretty quickly.
It does. It absolutely does.
Yeah, we have about 2 minutes left before we have to go to break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what we actually experience in a class, what, you know, how many postures there are, what the actual temperature is and the humidity and all of that, and really set the basis for that.
Okay, great.
Next, I want to talk a little bit about the discipline of it, because Bikram yoga is not something you do when you feel like doing it. It's not something I'm going to go this week and then I'm not going to come for 2 weeks and, you know, do it and it's going to work out just great. People who are Bikram students are disciplined about their practice, aren't they?
They are. And yoga at the core is a discipline. You know, yoga is thousands and thousands of years old, but it is a method of using the body to control the mind. And that's what we do every time we're in there. Yes, it is a demanding physical workout, and you get a full body complete workout with every class that you go to. But, you know, it really does so much for the mind and the spirit at the same time. And I think the people who come enjoy the discipline of it. You know, there is a right way and there is a wrong way, and it works. So if we do this the right way, it will work. And like everything else in life, you know, frequency and consistency make all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a powerful tool regardless of how often you use it. But the more you use it, obviously the more powerful it becomes and the quicker those changes happen. And I think the people who are really open to that change and come to class see that, feel that, appreciate that, and they want to take advantage of that. So they keep coming.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to break now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that discipline, about what the classes actually consist of. So everyone, hang on. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence. My name is Karen Florence. I'm your host. Today we are talking to Kristen Sapp from Bikram Yoga Exton. We are both located in Exton, Pennsylvania, and we have a great studio there. Kristen is the owner and our main instructor. And I just want to say that one of the reasons that I came to the studio, besides the physical aspects and the fibromyalgia, is at the point in my life, I really was looking for a location, a place to go where nobody knew what I did for a living. Because as a coach, the minute I say I coach people, everyone wants me to quickly coach them. Oh, I have this problem. Help me solve it. Nobody ever does this to a podiatrist, I would like to point out. But I wanted to find a group that I could just come, be myself, not have to say what I do for a living, and just be accepted in the group. And I have to say that our studio has such an amazing social group that it is just fabulous. Now, a lot of them do know what I do, but they knew me as a person first, not as a coach first, and that I really appreciated.
I actually, Karen, think that's what draws a lot of people to Bikram Yoga, because like I was saying before the break, you know, it's a leveler. We all walk into the room and we're just us on the mat. And yoga really allows you to become you. It helps give you that quiet time. It helps you be able to hear yourself and see yourself. And so you go into this room, it's a hot room. You don't have on a ton of clothing. You're really kind of stripped down. And so you don't have makeup on. People just see you. And when we're all in that similar situation together, you know, all those little walls that kind of keep us apart are not up. So we make these really quick, fast connections and friendships with people that we might otherwise never even encounter in our lives. And that's what I think is so special about the group of people and what keeps us all so close as a community and as a group and so supportive and caring of one another, which is really an awesome thing to be part of.
Yeah, I always say that it's, you know, especially to new people who don't know us when they come in, that we are completely not ego-based. We're not watching you. We're going to help you. We're going to support you. But, you know, do what you can today. And the body you bring into class today is the body that you have. You know, we hear the instructors saying that all the time. And it is true. You meet yourself on your mat. You find out who you are and what you're made of and what you can do. So before we dig too deep into that, let's just tell people, what is Bikram Yoga? What is the class like? What do we do? How long does it last? What's the deal?
Well, Bikram Yoga is a 90-minute class, and it is always the same. It consists of 26 postures and 2 breathing exercises, and they're always done in the same order. The practice is done in a heated room. It's 105 degrees, and it's humid, not too humid, like 40% humidity. And we systematically open up the body, which is why we do the postures in the same order, you know, working deeper and deeper and deeper into the body, sending freshly oxygenated blood throughout the body, stretching muscles, strengthening muscles, allowing the body to open up. And when you do the same postures in the same room, in the same order, one would think, hey, that's going to get really boring. But it doesn't, because just like you said, you know, it's the body that you showed up in today. So that body is constantly changing. And when the postures are constant and the room is constant, you start to really get in touch with how your body feels and start to get to know your body. And when you start to get to know your body, you start to understand the things that affect it, both inside that room and outside the room. You know, if you come into that room on a great day feeling wonderful and have this great practice, that's all good. But you come in feeling, I don't know, stressed about a project or emotional about something sad that's going on in your life. You feel that physically and you start to understand how all the things going on in your life really impact you on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level. And when you can get in touch with that, you know, you can better manage all of those things going on in your life.
Yeah, you know, excuse me. One of the things of fibromyalgia is, you know, there's a great deal of pain, muscle pain with that. And learning to really notice where the pain was. And I think the biggest shock for me in class was someone who has fibromyalgia, the muscles get tense very, very quickly. And learning to isolate a muscle and relax it, because yoga, and of course Bikram yoga, is not about forcing. It is about going as far as you can go and being there. Learning to relax a muscle on its by itself. It's not about how far can I go. It's about what can I let go of? Where can I relax to allow myself into this posture?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit, because it's a different way of being. And if we could translate that into our regular, you know, our everyday lives, it is a wonderful lesson.
Well, I talk about it a lot when teaching because, you know, you in a Bikram yoga class, as you know, the teacher stands at the front of the room and talks everybody through the postures beginning to end. And in a classroom full of 30 people, everybody's going to end up at a different spot. So the postures are tools to open up the body. And as we describe what to do, hopefully the students follow along as best they can and just go as far as they can. So, you know, depending on what your physical ability, how tight, how flexible, whatever you've got going on in your life, you're going to end up at a different spot in the posture. When we go to tighten a muscle, say, to help in the posture, what normally happens to people, when, especially when they first start practicing, is sort of everything in their body tenses up. Because we spend a lot of time pretty disconnected from our bodies. So to figure out how to tighten just one muscle in your arm while you're relaxing your breath and relaxing your face and relaxing where you can is a really difficult thing to do at first. But you start to realize that it's way more efficient to use what you need to use rather than trying to use everything all the time. And so that's a huge part of what we do. You know, all these postures that we use create an effect in the body. So essentially we're trying to send oxygenated blood throughout the body, and we use the contraction or the relaxation of the muscles to help that happen. And the postures themselves help that happen. So as you start to learn to put strength where you need it, relax where you can, you really start to get in touch with your body, which is pretty cool.
It is very cool. You know, when I start the class, the first thing I'm saying to my head is, what can I let go of today? Mm-hmm. And, you know, physically, I definitely need to let go of all of the places where I should not be tensing so that I can get into the posture. But I also am noticing right from the beginning, right from the very first class, my emotional issues come up, that my mind, you know, is wandering, it's going here and it's going there. And so let's talk a little bit about the discipline of our minds while we're in class.
Well, Bikram yoga, we teach it using a dialogue. So there are specific instructions we want to give to students so that they do the posture correctly and so they don't get hurt. It's a safety issue, and it's also a meditation tool. You know, when you hear the same thing over and over and you're given specific instructions, you don't have to do a lot of thinking. So you know exactly what you're supposed to do. The body can respond to what it's supposed to do. And then hopefully over time, students learn how to quiet all that extra noise and voices going on in their head, because we all have it. You know, there's such an internal dialogue that we've got going all the time, and to quiet that and let that rest for a while is such a freeing, relaxing thing. So the meditation aspect, just like I said before, we're using the body, but ultimately the goal is to quiet the mind.
And, you know, quiet the mind, when we talk about that, one of the things, especially as a beginner, one of the things your mind is thinking about is, I need water. I need water. If only I could have some water. If only she'd turn the fans on. If only she'd crack open the door a little bit.
Right.
And our mind is screaming for some external something to come in and help us with the discomfort we're having.
Correct.
But
and our goal...
That changes.
Totally. And our goal is to learn to calm that discomfort internally, you know, not always searching for something else, but to be able to go inside yourself and just calm it all down, because the mind is so powerful, you know, and when you, well, it's a skill. And when you practice it, you become better at it, just like anything else. So it's a huge skill that becomes really important, not just in the room when doing yoga, but way more important outside of the room when you're just dealing with life.
Yeah, yes, especially, you know, when we're all, I always say this in my coaching practice to my clients, you're looking for external to fix what you could fix internally.
Yeah.
If you were in control of, or had found a place to be more peaceful at, and you know, you always say this, don't let anyone steal your peace.
Yes, that's Bikram's quote. Don't let anything steal your peace. If it steals your peace, you are the loser.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's true. We're in charge of ourselves, and a lot of things go on around us, and we can let it really affect us, or we can hold, you know, steady and true to who we are and keep that calm place inside. We don't have to like what's going on. Nobody's saying that. You just don't have to let it change who you are.
Absolutely. But in the class, you do change a lot, and then not change who you are, but you start to allow the shell of the onion, you know, starts peeling away, and
yes,
you are exposed in class, and you get to find your true self. You get to really see what you're made of. Are you going to make it all the way through this class? You're going to make it halfway? Are you going to do every other? What is it that you're going to do? I love it. I forget which instructor it was that said one time, if you can, you must.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. But we do often, you know, we have about 30 seconds, we have to go to break. And I want to talk about that, because this is really, again, to the discipline of yoga, and
yes,
especially
yeah,
the discipline of Bikram. If you can, you must. It
yeah,
is a it's a discipline. So we'll pick that up when we come back.
Okay, great.
All right, we'll be right back.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts.
Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence. You're listening to Kristen Sapp and I talk about Bikram Yoga this morning. This is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. I've been a Bikram Yoga student for about 18 months now. Absolutely love it. And my intention is that it's going to be my lifelong practice. So, Kristen, when we went to break, we were talking about the discipline of yoga and what happens to a person. So let's pick that up. Just give us your thoughts about the discipline of yoga and how we can create a practice that works for us.
Well, you said an interesting quote that I want to touch on quickly first. You said sometimes in class you'll hear the teacher say, if you can, you must. And yoga is about balance. And I think one of the hardest things about yoga is you're in a posture, it's uncomfortable, and you need to hold it. You know, it's not like that you're there for 2 seconds and you're out. You know, it's not that long, it's 20 seconds, but you and I both know that when you're in it, 20 seconds somehow now feels like 5 minutes. And so finding the balance between pushing yourself as far as you can go, definitely no farther than that. Nobody ever wants you to push. In fact, yoga is all about listening to the body. So backing down when you need to. And often we sort of fight both of those. So you see people whose body is saying, stop, you need a break. You know, for whatever reason, there's either pain going on or they've really lost their breath and they're kind of gasping for breath and clear signals that they should just stop and take a break. But they keep pushing through because they don't want to appear weak. Or, on the other hand, somebody who clearly can give a little bit more, but they think, not today. Maybe tomorrow I'll really, you know, kind of go to my full potential. And so the goal, hopefully, is to find that space where you are listening to the body, but you're allowing the body to do what it can do to its fullest without that mind chatter sort of getting in the way. There was a quote I read recently, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase, but it was something like, you know, my legs aren't tired, my mind is giving up. And there's a difference between the two, and when it's the legs are tired, yes, stop. But when it's the mind giving up, that's when you try to find a way around it and come back to the things that keep you calm and keep you in your strength to keep moving forward. And I think the discipline of Bikram Yoga, the way it's set up, the way the teacher teaches a class really helps keep your mind focused so that not so much of that internal chatter comes up and you're able to just see what your body can do. That's why we say all the time, you're stronger than you think you are, is when you shut down that chatter and just see what your body's capable of, it's often capable of way more than you think.
Yeah. And that's, I find that in my practice as well. And then it translates into life.
Totally.
Now, it's so interesting the things that I say to myself on my mat, because if there is a place where you can really be critical of yourself, it is definitely on that yoga mat.
Yep.
And also that mirror. So for those of you who have never been in a Bikram yoga studio, there are mirrors on three walls and you are facing the front mirror, and the mirror is there to help you be in your posture and also to see yourself. And I bet I was coming to class 6 months before I ever looked at myself in the mirror. I would intentionally go behind someone so that I could not see myself because the sight of it was so uncomfortable.
That's really common. You know, we're our biggest critic, and often we would never talk to somebody else the way we talk to ourselves. And so to go into a Bikram room, and like you said, there are mirrors. And not only are there mirrors, there's bright lights. So it's not like, you know, dim candlelight. It's bright lights. And the idea is exactly what you said, that you really can't change something until you're willing to look at it. And so you stand and you look at yourself. And you, through the process, find this wonderful self-acceptance. Hey, I'm on my mat. I'm doing the best I can. And if it was somebody next to me struggling, I would be really kind, and I should be really kind to myself. You know, I'm here, I'm trying, and that's all that matters. It's a journey, and it's a really, really powerful process to go through.
Yeah, and you know, I'm reminded as you were talking about how we do help each other in class. There is a group energy that occurs. We get started. We're breathing the same. So, you know, when you look at breath and song, why people love to sing together, it's because our breath syncs up. And we create this energy flow, and we go through the class with this energy flow, and we really pull energy off of each other.
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes I have to say there are times that I will sit out half of a posture, and this is what I tell myself. I am allowing someone else who's killing themselves behind me, who really should take a break. I'm giving them permission. They could take it with me. And it's so funny. I think about that, and someone then behind me sits down for a posture and then gets back up, because we need to say, this is how far I can go in this moment. I need to catch my breath. And it's okay. It is okay to stop.
It's okay. It's just yoga.
It's just yoga.
But, you know, the yoga room is such a metaphor for life. It really is. You know, you need to take one thing at a time. You need to maintain your breath. You need to be kind to yourself. And if we do all that and learn to do it in the room, it can translate outside of the room. And that's what I found for my life. You know, like I said to you, I started this yoga when I was in a good place in my life. I had a job, I had a husband, two beautiful kids, but it was busy and crazy, and I wasn't feeling nourished by the work that I was doing. And then I found this yoga and came to that mat and found that 90 minutes of not only quiet mind, but 90 minutes just that I invested in myself. And it made me better everywhere else. And the lessons I learned in that room, I take into my outside life, well, now, all the time, which has been really great.
Yeah. You know, let's talk a little bit about that 20-second break in between postures, especially on the floor series,
okay.
And that 2-minute break, and why that's so hard and so essential.
Well, like I said, we do 26 postures, 2 breathing exercises in Bikram yoga. And the first part of the class is done standing up on the mat. And we move not rapidly, but at a slightly faster pace than the floor series, through the standing series. And then we turn around in between the two and lie down on the back and just completely relax. And that's called Savasana. And when you're completely relaxed, all that blood that you've been circulating through the body has a chance to really get everywhere, and circulation can return to normal. So throughout the floor series, we come back to that in between each of the postures. In each of the postures, like I said before, we create this effect in the body. And in Bikram yoga, it's known as Bikram's tourniquet effect. So we use the posture to restrict blood flow to a certain area of the body. For example, cobra pose. And you're on the floor, and it's sort of a backward bending posture for those not familiar. And so blood flow is restricted to the lower back. Now, it's only a 20-second posture. It's certainly not that that is harmful in any way. However, when you release from the posture, that blood flow has built up with some speed and some pressure and then flushes through the lower back. So it's not only flushing through and cleaning out anything that doesn't need to be there, it's getting this oxygenated blood to the lower back so that it can nourish all those muscles and joints and everything that's there, so that everything in your lower back can now start to function more properly and heal itself. And so we do that through each part of the body, sending this oxygenated blood. So the stillness is imperative, because you stretch and you strengthen in the posture, but then you come to stillness and allow this wonderful medical benefit to take place, which is this oxygenated blood getting throughout the body. And then circulation has time to return to normal, and then you do the next posture and create that effect in a new part of the body. So when you're done a 90-minute class, you've delivered this freshly oxygenated blood throughout the body. I mean, every ligament, joint, organ, muscle, bone, cell, every part of your body has gotten what it needs. And that's why you feel so good. You know, oxygen is so important, not just breathing it, but sending it throughout the body. And so much of our lives is spent, you know, sitting in a chair. So it's it's important and powerful.
And also, I want to point out that it's difficult to lay absolutely still for 2 minutes because your mind starts
to go a little crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, we have 1 minute before we have to go to break. So let's just really quickly talk about how difficult it is to be still. As we always say, it's one of the hardest things when you first start your practice.
It is. You know, when you're in the posture, all you're wishing for is that it would stop because you're not used to the physical demands of each posture. But then you get to stillness and you think, oh my gosh, this is potentially worse, because in the stillness, you can really feel the discomfort. And I think that's true in the hot room and out of the hot room. And that's why we are so busy. We sort of keep ourselves occupied so we don't really have to think and feel about what's going on. So when you're in the hot room and you have to come back to that stillness, you learn how to be in stillness. And like I said before, maintain that calm under pressure and through discomfort. And that's a huge skill. You know, you'll find at first everybody wants to just sort of move around on their mat or pick up their water and drink or pick up their towel and wipe, anything to distract them from actually feeling. So when you practice more and more and you start to get used to being still, you start to really feel. And when you really feel, again, you then understand what it is your body's trying to tell you. And that's huge.
Okay, we are up against a break. You've been listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We're talking to Kristen Sapp from Bikram Yoga Exton, and we'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and today we're talking to Kristen Sapp from Bikram Yoga Exton in Pennsylvania. And we are talking, of course, about a Bikram Yoga discipline practice. And we just want to touch a little bit at the top of this segment, a little bit about weight loss and diet and how many calories we burn. Yoga is not about a weight loss program. It can be part of a weight loss program if that's what you're interested in doing. But there are some interesting things about Bikram yoga. And so, Kristen, let's just talk about that. What is the range of calories we burn in class?
Well, you know, obviously that depends on the effort being put forth, but it's a lot. It can be anywhere from, you know, 600 to 1,000 calories in a 90-minute class. It's a huge workout, as you know. It's strengthening, it's stretching, it's most certainly cardiovascular. So you're doing a lot of work in the class. But at the same time, it becomes a very energizing workout and practice. You know, I definitely feel better the days I practice. And if the only time I can fit it in is 5:30 a.m., I go do that because I know the rest of my day I'm going to feel better. And, you know, as far as weight loss goes, I never lost weight. However, I did go down a size in clothing. So for me, it was a tightening type thing. I try not to get too caught up in weight myself, but I know plenty of people who have wanted to lose weight and used Bikram yoga as part of their workout routine and found amazing results. Really amazing results. So it's totally up to the individual, but it certainly is a full body workout. And here's the thing. For me, I think a lot of the fitness industry focuses on what we look like on the outside, assuming that if we look fit on the outside, we are healthy inside. And Bikram yoga has the opposite approach. We assume that if we start to heal your body from the inside, it can't help but look fabulous on the outside. And I think that is really true. Bikram yoga helps bring your body back into balance. So if you really need to lose weight, it will certainly help you lose weight. If you need to gain weight, it can help you gain weight. There have been people who have suffered from some eating disorders and found a lot of help through Bikram yoga. It's good for so many different things because it helps bring the body back into balance and function properly. And a great side effect that I know I had and most people that I know who practice have had is it makes you want to make these healthier choices. You have this feeling that, oh my goodness, I'm doing something so good for my body. Now I want to nourish it well too, and I want to drink lots of water and really take care of it. And it becomes an easier thing to do, at least for me, than it ever was before I started yoga.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the inside of the body. You know, one of the nice byproducts of doing Bikram yoga is you sweat a lot, which releases tons of toxins from your body, and your skin becomes so beautiful, just so beautiful.
True.
It's not just the skin on your face, your entire body, your skin just gets wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're doing this, I hate to use the word hard and strenuous. We have to find more loving words than that. But this is a really challenging practice. And you need to make sure that you're eating properly, that you're eating enough protein, that you're drinking enough water. So you're right. It really does make you think about what am I putting into my body?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched a TED talk last week, and it was this man, he was a guru, and he said, you know, when you understand that everything you put in your body becomes your body, mm-hmm. and he held up a French fry, and he said, I'm going to eat this, and it will become my body, and
yeah.
It was a really shocking concept. You know, it's not just something we put in our body and it goes through us, it actually becomes our body. So I'm not interested in becoming a French fry.
No, I'm not either. I like that.
I love the way that he said that. To really take care of yourself on the inside, and it's not just physical, it is emotional. It's mindset, it's preparation. But the practice really brings you to those, I want to call them shifts. I don't like the word change. Change is hard. But
well,
you start
shifting. And the problem with change is I think shift is better because what I think it does is uncover who you really are at your essence, at your core, without the fear, without the expectations, without the nonsense of life outside, the chaotic messages we receive all day, you know? So I think shift is good. It changes your perception on you and the world around you.
And I want to say that it happens naturally.
Yes.
And so let's just talk about that for a moment. And I would like to just let everyone know that I call Kristen Mama, because I have to say how many years I've been looking for a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I always end up being the teacher. And I hate that. I mean, I love that. But I needed and need a teacher. And Kristen is so wise and so calming. I just love her. Loved her from the very first day. And at the end of the class, when she says namaste, I say namaste, Mama. Because that's exactly who she is to me.
Oh, that's kind. Thank you, Karen.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it. So let's just talk a minute about those natural. What happens naturally through Bikram yoga?
You know, I don't know that I can describe how, just that it does. It's one of those things that everybody who practices will agree happens to them, but I don't know that anyone can pinpoint the exact moment that it happens. I know I can pinpoint some exact moments where I've been in my normal life outside of the yoga studio and something either bad or chaotic or whatever is going on, and I can sort of witness for a moment that I'm actually handling it better and calmer than I would have in the past. So I know it's translating, and I know that there has been a shift in me and how I handle things and my life in general. But I'm not sure how it happens other than to keep going back to the same thing. You know, it really allows you to be you, and you start to become confident in the fact that you are you and you're good enough just how you are. You know, you have the ability to make decisions. You have the ability to be stronger than you think you are.
You know, we have only 3 minutes left of the show. Can you believe it? So,
no.
Kristen, I want to give you the chance to, let's give them some information about the studio. I know we have some workshops coming up.
I want to say one thing before we get off, for sure, because I know we've called it a hard workout, a strenuous workout, but Bikram yoga really is for everyone, regardless of physical ability, regardless of age, regardless of condition. Anyone can do it. So you go in, and the beauty is you do what you're able to do on any given day. And if one day that's just walk in the room and lay on the mat, it's enough. And it will start the change process. You just have to go. So I hope that people take away from this that, yes, it's life-changing and it's big, but that it's really not a scary thing. It's for everyone, and that's why I loved this yoga so much. It really is for everyone. And as far as my studio, yes, we do have some good things coming up. I have a synergy workshop with a great friend of mine, which is a partner stretching. It's something a little different. We're doing it for fun. I got to go on a retreat with him to Mexico, and that's going to be on Saturday the 21st. From 10 to 12:30, and my friend Francisco will be teaching us all sorts of fun things. He's been a Bikram teacher for a while, and his knowledge will certainly be appreciated by all who attend. And then on Thursday, October 3rd, I have one of Bikram's most senior teachers, Mary Jarvis, coming, and she's going to do a comprehensive two-hour class. And that's open to anybody who wants to come. And all of the information about upcoming events and our studio is available on my website, which is www.BikramYogaExton.com. So you can find us there, and you can find us on Facebook too under Bikram Yoga Exton. So hopefully everybody will go out that hasn't tried Bikram Yoga and at least give it a shot. It's a really great practice.
Kristen, you've been a fabulous guest today. I'm so happy that we did this. And we are actually out of time. So everyone have a great weekend, and we will be back next Thursday, 10 a.m. See you then.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. To discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.